We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Anthony Castrovince, MLB.com. Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Bull, what's up? It's a beautiful day for baseball in Cleveland, is it not?
I mean, all over. I got the Cubs-Reds game on at Wrigley. People are wearing winter coats. They got rained out in Washington and Pittsburgh. It looks ugly. Yeah, we're having my son's birthday party tomorrow. It's supposed to be 50 and rain. I mean, what the hell's going on? Anthony, I'm going to blame you for this. I don't know why, but I feel like
I have a late May birthday myself, We don't deserve this. This is supposed to be our time to shine. You know, everything's supposed to be blooming and people are walking out of the house with, you know, less clothes on and all that. This is supposed to be our moment. And being upended here on what should be a beautiful Friday. What can you do?
Do we think we'll get it in tonight, Anthony?
I don't know. I think they'll get it in. I don't think they'll get anything out. I think it's going to be like 25-mile-an-hour winds coming in.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
In the outfield. But I don't think they'll hit anything out, but hopefully they get the game in. I really don't know. You know how it is here. It changes by the minute, so we'll see.
Anthony Castrovince, MLB.com. Anthony, yesterday Bobby Bradley was removed from the Columbus lineup. I know Jordan Luplow's banged up, and we all know that they've gotten zero out of Bowers and Chang at first. Is Bradley on his way here, you think? Have we heard anything?
I haven't heard anything to this moment. I don't believe so, but – that could also change by the minute. From what I saw with the lineup, that doesn't appear to be here at the moment. So, but yeah, I did see that as well, and I think we're all wondering when that moment comes because he's an obvious source of potential upside for a lineup that could use it.
All right, you've seen the Indians lineup today because I haven't seen it posted yet. Have you seen it?
Oh, I have seen it, but I'm told no, I can't tell you who's in the lineup for another 3 minutes. There you go. I'm honoring an embargo.
All right. But listen,
Jake Bowers lineups are a new level of embargo, but we're under the embargo.
Jake Bowers is not far off from 1,000 major league plate appearances. He's shown no signs of being anything in the big leagues. How much longer? I mean, will he be if he doesn't make a drastic turnaround? And I know he's been a tad better lately. But if he doesn't make a drastic turnaround, is he going to be DFA'd by at least the end of June, you think?
I mean, I'd be surprised if not. You know, they've given him, I'd say, pretty good amount of opportunity here in the early going. You know, I know it was kind of strange that last year he didn't get any opportunity. It was a shortened season, and there's only, you know, so many games and at-bats to play with. But, you know, so he – out of options this year, he got the chance, and as you said, I mean, the numbers are pretty ugly. Now, granted, you counter that with just the numbers are ugly for a lot of guys in a lot of places this year in MLB. But yeah, I haven't seen much there over the course of, as you said, almost 1,000 plate appearances at the MLB level. That's a pretty good track record at this point, you know. And granted, it's scattered, you know, and most of those opportunities came in 2018 and 2019, but I'm not seeing the growth, you know, and the upside there. So you got to expose him to potentially go on to another club, but it could come to that here fairly soon just because I think you got to get a look at other guys. You got to give other guys, Bobby Bradley included, their at-bats and their opportunity. That's what this season is all about, is finding out what you have in your system.
Well, speaking of getting a look, tonight we'll see Eli Morgan make his major league debut for Cleveland.
Yeah.
What do you make of this guy?
Yeah, I mean, he'll be interesting. Yeah, obviously, there's a pitching factory going on here, and that factory revolves around the idea of guys who throw strikes, right? And he throws strikes. He's not Like on MLB.com, we don't have him rated as one of their top 30 prospects. But sometimes that doesn't matter. You know, I'm not saying he'll be the next Shane Bieber by any stretch of the imagination, but Shane Bieber was not an exceptionally highly touted prospect himself. But when you come up and you throw strikes at the big league level, good things can happen. He's got a really good changeup, and he's got good command. So we'll see. You know, he's kind of tossed in there in a moment of desperation right now with Zach Plesac out, and they're really Tristan McKenzie's back and forth from Columbus illustrates how much they're scrambling right now.
Yeah.
So he's kind of swept up in that. But, hey, as I said, 25-mile-an-hour winds blowing in. That could bode well for a solid first start at the big league level.
That'll help you out.
Good day to pitch. Hey, you know, you mentioned Zach Plesac's injury. You mentioned the pitching factory, Anthony. It's being challenged, though, this year, right? I mean, Bieber was great, although he hasn't been quite as good this year. Obviously, Savali's been great. But after that, I mean, you don't know what you're getting from those other three starters every time out. And with the lineup already as bad as it is, and losing Framil and losing Perez, I mean, they were already deficient. It was going to be already hard enough for them to make the playoffs. Losing all three of those guys for potentially 2 months, can they survive these next 6 weeks without those guys?
I don't know. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to think so. But then again, everybody's dealing with this across the league. It's just been an incredible rate of injuries this year. And to some degree, that was expected coming off the shortened season. But that's why I said, I mean, going into the year, it just kind of felt like a 500 team, just because, yes, they have really strong starting pitching at the top end. But is the depth going to be there when you are inevitably counting on it? Because it has thinned out at the upper levels of the system in terms of, you know, having guys who are rip-roaring, ready to go. And so we'll see. I mean, Eli Morgan is a big test of that. We'll see starting tonight. But I just think that this is definitely a transition moment for this organization. I mentioned that with the position players, the same as the pitchers. You got to see what's in your system. You got to give guys innings and opportunities. And that's part of development. It's not always fun, but they've kind of made it fun in the early going, to their credit. It's been a pretty plucky team.
Yeah.
What, 6 games over .500? I mean, they've certainly, you know, played over anybody's expectation, especially relative to, you know, not getting some of the performance you might have hoped from the back end of the rotation. So it's been a pretty solid year so far, but they're definitely going to be tested here in the coming weeks, and that's pretty clear. You only get so many games against the Tigers. You know, Fronmill's injury really hurts the lineup, and Plesac, you know, aggressively ripping off his shirt really hurts the rotation. So we'll see how the depth gets tested here.
Anthony, the Twins are 9 games under .500 and 9 games out of first. But there's 110, 15 games to go. They've won 4 in a row and 6 of 7. Are you expecting them to be sellers? I mean, we're getting to around that time where you'd start to sell. Or do you think they're, you know, going to be very patient and try to make a run at the rest of the division?
Well, they're definitely going to be patient. You know, that team is built to win, and it's been a miserable start. I kind of write off April for them just because I think they had 5 or 6 postponements in April. And injuries, like every team, again, like every team is dealing with. But they had such a scattered schedule at the beginning of the season, they kind of write that off. But then they struggled in May as well. Their bullpen's been a mess. But as you said, Bull, they've won 4 in a row. And you look at their schedule in the next couple of weeks, I mean, it's a heavy dose of Royals and Orioles, you know. So that could be good for what's ailing them. In fact, it's entirely Royals and Orioles through June 6th. So, you know, they're in a good position to start to try to claw their way back. They dug themselves a huge hole, but the season can be forgiving. It's 162 games, and I keep coming back to this because, to me, it's the central point of this MLB season. It's why so many teams are bunched together. Everybody's banged up, and those hits keep happening, and you know, you don't know when they're going to happen next or where they're going to happen next, and they impact everything. So if the Twins have their best baseball ahead of them, who's to say they can't make a run between now and the end of July and stave off that selling conversation? There's really no reason for them to entertain that at this point, you know, here on May 28th, because we see it all the time in this game. A lot can happen in 2 months.
Anthony, not to shift gears too much here, but Francisco Lindor is off to a horrific start with his new ball club. What do you make of his situation?
I think his bat speed has just slowed down. And I don't know, you know, what that's attributable to, if it's just a mechanical issue that is best worked on over the course of an entire offseason, or if he's just gotten too big, you know, up top. I don't know. But The bat speed's just not there, and it's impacting him in a big way. So it's incredible, guy. He's got a higher on base percentage than a slugging percentage right now. I mean, you don't see that from too many non-pitcher position. You know, you don't see that too many position players, let alone one of the bright lights of the game. So it's been ugly, and these things only get more pronounced, I think, when you play in a market like that, when you have a contract like that. It becomes kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's just something you have to deal with on a day-to-day. So, yeah, he's really fighting it right now. It's been kind of unwatchable, to be honest. That's a team that's had a mountain of injuries. I mean, almost half of their 40-man roster, he's been one of the few guys to stay healthy. But, you know, that hasn't helped. He's playing among some backups right now in that lineup, and that doesn't help his situation at all. But a lot of it is just him, and just be it mechanical or physical or what, he's just not the guy we used to see here in Cleveland. We saw flashes of this last year, too. Obviously, last year was not a typical Lindor-type season. But, no, this is why I always hate to harp on this, but I have to harp on this because it was such a big conversation around here for 3 years. Like, you can't build your entire roster on one guy. You can't, you know, allocate 25, 30% of your player payroll to one guy. Because if that guy goes south or gets hurt, look how bad it could look. So as bad as it looks in New York, it would be 10 times worse here in Cleveland.
I would argue that, you know, obviously it would look bad right now because he's been terrible. And if he doesn't turn it around, then, yeah, it was a bad call by me. My argument would be that the Indians' payroll should be significantly higher, that it shouldn't be that high a percentage. But that's another debate for another day. Anthony, getting back to the Indians here and the potential trade deadline, if they are, you know, I think a lot of us think they're going to kind of fall down here in this next couple of months. But if they don't, and if they're a fringe, if they're legitimately, if they're 5-6 games over 500, or in other words, is there any scenario where you see them spending it all at the deadline?
You know, the short answer is I don't know, but my answer would be they should. Yeah, if you're
sure,
you never miss an opportunity to contend. You shouldn't. And there is enough there that, again, if, as you say, in this scenario where they're still hanging around in July, I'd love to see that because, you know, to your point a minute ago, Bull, the payroll should absolutely be higher than, like, you know, lowest in the game. No doubt about that. I don't know about $150 million, which is what it would take, you know, for a player of Lindor's caliber to, you know, not occupy 20, 25% of your roster, but certainly higher than it is right now. So they would certainly be a team you'd hope would address some needs and, you know, primarily in the offensive side, I think, at the deadline if they are still in it. It's just, that's a long way from now. And again, they've kind of played over their skis to this point, and you hope they can keep doing it because it has been a fun team to watch for the most part. When they're not getting no hit, it's been a fun team to watch. And, you know, they would be a team you'd circle as certainly having the financial flexibility, you would hope. And sometimes that can make all the difference in the trade market, is the teams that have the ability to take on a few bucks to get some help.
And the Indians have just officially put Jordan Luplow on the IL. With an ankle injury, and Eli Morgan gets officially called up.
Are we allowed to have the lineup now, Anthony, or no? We've still got to wait.
Is it official?
Do you have it now?
No, I just saw the tweet on the injury from Zach and Mandy. I haven't seen it. They didn't put up the lineup yet.
Yeah. Lineup's, you know, Hernandez leading off, Rosario, Ramirez, the other Ramirez, the new Ramirez, the new cleanup hitter Ramirez, Rosario, Miller, Naylor, Chang, Hedges. There's your lineup.
All right, there you go. Chang at first tonight, and no Bobby Bradley still. All right, well, maybe he got hurt. Maybe that's why he got scratched from the Columbus lineup. I don't want to find out. All right, Anthony, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.